This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whatever the fate of another relief bill might be, as Benga Ajilor and I were just talking about, back early on in this thing, Congress and the White House weren't messing around. Trillions in spending, the PPP programs we've been reporting on, those $1,200 relief checks and extra unemployment benefits as well. Also, as part of the CARES Act, Congress said that people could take money out of their retirement accounts, up to $100,000, with no penalty. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, turns out not that many people have dipped into their retirement so far.
Alyssa Wright had only been saving for retirement for about a year before the pandemic hit. And at 32, she already felt behind.
Because I started saving so much later than I feel like a lot of people do.
So the last thing she wanted to do was take money out of that account. But then in March, her husband lost his job as a music teacher. And she says,
living on one income has been kind of drastic for us.
They had run through their savings by August and were having to make decisions like,
do I buy groceries or do I pay my car note?
So she finally decided she just had to do it. Take all the money out of her 401k that she had saved, $10,000. Jeannie Thompson is with Fidelity, a Marketplace underwriter, and she says dipping into retirement savings is a last resort for most people, even right now. Only about 4.5% of people with work-sponsored retirement accounts with Vanguard and Fidelity have done it since the pandemic began.
Most people recognize that their 401k is their primary source of retirement income, and they're not going to tap into it unless they have to.
Thompson says most people who have had to worked in hard-hit industries like manufacturing, retail, and healthcare. Alicia Minnell of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College says there's another reason relatively few people have taken money from their retirement accounts.
The people who have 401k plans aren't the people who've lost their jobs. And so even though the CARES Act made it easy to take money out, most of these people are still employed and have no need to tap their 401k.
The people who've been hit hardest by the pandemic, Black and Latinx workers, women, and those who are low income, are the least likely to have a 401k to tap. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.